The state enters a new stage in pandemic reopening today. Some additional activities and large gatherings are now permitted, with roughly 40% of the state population fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Here with us this morning to fill us in on what we can do and what we still can't is WBUR's Callum Borchers. Hi there, Cal.
Hi there, Bob. Good morning.
So several of the changes involve sports. Start there. What's allowed today that was off limits just yesterday?
Well, yesterday was Mother's Day, of course, and that's usually a popular day for road races. You know, there's an annual 10K at the Cape Cod Canal, for example, but organizers couldn't let everybody race together, and so they gave runners several days to complete a 10K on their own and then submit their times. It's too bad, because if the event were today, it could have been much closer to normal. Road races are now allowed as long as the starts are staggered. Basically, public health officials just don't want people crammed together at the starting line, but runners can now share a race course. Also, amateur sports tournaments are coming back for high-risk sports and moderate-risk sports. So think of like soccer, basketball, lacrosse, where players are in close contact. There have been games involving two teams for a while now, but there can be tournaments with several teams starting today. And then there are the crowds at arenas and ballparks, which can double in size.
Which, of course, comes just in time for the Bruins and the Celtics to start the playoffs, which will be exciting for fans. What are the details on this?
Yeah, attendance has been capped at 12% since late March. And so when the Celtics hosted the Miami Heat yesterday, TD Garden held a little over 2,000 fans. But tonight, about 4,500 fans can watch the Bruins play the New York Islanders because the capacity limit is up to 25%. And the timing is great for them. As you said, the NHL playoffs start later this week and the NBA follows next week. We're much earlier in the baseball season, of course, but the first place Red Sox can also welcome more fans into Fenway Park. But let's remember that 25% is still very small for these venues that often sell out, and there aren't many tickets to go around, so the prices are astronomical. Here's Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson.
This is the perfect example of supply and demand. You know, a fraction of normal attendance. And on top of that, we have this pent-up demand, right? People are anxious to get back, especially as they get their vaccines in, so they want to go and do the things that they've missed for the last year.
So you combine those factors, Bob, and the average going rate for the Bruins, Celtics, and Sox on the resale market right now is about $350, which is way above face value. And Ticket IQ, a firm that tracks these prices, tells me what we're seeing right now is a record for a season average.
Well, if you don't want to shell out that kind of bucks, what are some of the other options that may be less expensive, Cal?
Yeah, let me suggest some cheaper options. Amusement parks and outdoor water parks can open at half capacity today. So Six Flags New England is starting its season this weekend and says it is thrilled, according to a spokeswoman. It's not quite hot enough for the water parks, if you ask me. So Water Whiz on the Cape, for example, is waiting until mid-June, even though it is allowed to open today. There is, however, no need to wait if you've been missing this.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door.
Live indoor singing, Bob. Remember that?
Well, you mean beyond my shower? I seem to remember that, sure.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though. I'm talking about live indoor singing at concert halls, restaurants, and other venues. They can do that now as long as they observe social distancing guidelines. Right now, we're listening to a local musician named Chris Hartman performing in 2019, but he is booked tonight at the Sevens Sports Bar and Grill in East Hampton. Manager Courtney Medeiros tells me that she and her customers are psyched for this.
Yes, we're certainly excited to try and get back to some normalcy here, and people are starved for live entertainment right now, so I think it'd be a good time, and people just want to try and feel a little normal, a little less scared to be out.
You know, it sounds like a great time, Cal, and no doubt she's right that people want to be out, they want to feel normal, but we are not all the way back there yet. What are we still waiting for, and when will restrictions relax even further?
Yeah, this is what everybody's wondering, and there are some big missing pieces of social life still. I mean, for example, you can't just go to a bar and order a drink. You have to sit down and order food. That's going to change later this month, though, on the 29th, and that's also the day when street festivals and parades can be held at 50% capacity, which is just in time for Memorial Day. The really big day on the horizon, though, is August 1st, and that's when all gathering limits are set to end. So, bringing it back to sports, Bob, we could have a packed Gillette Stadium for Patriots preseason games by late summer.
Well, after no fans were allowed at Pats games last season, so that'll be a great sight. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks very much for the latest on the reopening here in Massachusetts.
Great to be with you, Bob.